The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is the Democrat Party. This is who they are. This is what they become. This guy has been out there saying horrific things over the years about Jews and defunding the police because the police, defunding the police is pro trans, it's pro-queer, it's pro-feminist, it's whatever, and this is their nominee for mayor of New York City. And it's, well, on the one hand, you go, but Cuomo, I mean, didn't I predict he was going to win? I did. I think everybody did. Maybe he did. Maybe he took the race for granted. But let's not forget, Cuomo, the fall from grace of this guy as the governor of New York, the one time never shutting up on CNN every single night with his brother, the lesser Cuomo, talking about how he was going to save the day for New York. And then he has to quit, and he blames his inability to keep his hands off of other people, women. He blames it on his Italian culture, his Italian heritage. That's what he did. I mean, there's a great picture, and hat tip to Johnny Cook on Twitter for saying this to me. It's probably the greatest chyron in all time. Cuomo, I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian. I'm not perverted. I'm just Italian. That's literally what the chyron is. Now, you are perverted and you are Italian, and two things can be true at the same time. It's multiple things can be true at once. You could be Italian and also a pervert. You could be a pervert and also Italian. Just saying. As an Italian who's not a pervert, I'm offended that this pervert wants to blame it on being Italian. Did I come a little close to the women and touch them in inappropriate? I'm Italian. It's what we do. No, we don't. Actually, we don't. But this guy who won is nuts. And he's talking about raising taxes on everybody. He can't. That's up to the New York State Legislature. He can't raise taxes. But it doesn't matter because the Democrat Party has a much bigger problem that they allowed a guy like this to be their standard bearer in the biggest city in America. Think about this now. Now, look, I know de Blasio was nuts. I know de Blasio was a terrible mayor of New York City. And I know de Blasio was a guy who was a socialist in his own right. And during COVID did disgusting things like he would give you free French fries if you got a COVID shot. And then he sat there shoving his face with French fries as he was going on about, oh, these are so good. And, oh, get a shot. You can get free fries. And he would use a knife and fork to cut pizza. I mean, the guy was a disgrace. But he didn't have the added element of all the baggage this guy has. And de Blasio, remember, he kind of ran a little bit as kind of mainstream and then showed his true colors once he got in there. This guy let his true colors just completely show. And they're colors of hatred, particularly against the Jewish community. And it's laughable how he wants people who are Jewish to think, oh, everything's going to be just fine. He said he would have Netanyahu arrested if he came to New York City. First of all, you can't have Netanyahu arrested. Diplomatic immunity. It's just been revoked. Lethal weapon, obviously. But number two, that's his thinking on this. That's his thinking that, yeah, absolutely. We'll have the prime minister of Israel arrested if he sets foot in New York City, which is home of the United Nations, where a lot of people who come into this country to go to the UN should probably be arrested. But we don't arrest them because of diplomatic immunity, because of the United Nations. Zohran Mamdani came in a clear first in the primary, and so pretty sure bet to win in the general. Now, people have asked me, can the LoveGov pull it off as an independent? No, because if he couldn't win the Democrat primary, he can't win as an independent in a general election. You have to peel off a ton of Democrats and the Republicans that are left in New York City. So, no, look, nothing's impossible in politics, obviously, but this is who he is. And you could blame Cuomo because the guy took the race for granted. Absolutely. He did. No doubt about it. He took the entire race for granted. But Mamdani is going to be a disaster for New York City, mostly, though, for the Democrat Party writ large. Like today, Jack Cittarelli, who's running for governor of New Jersey, the Republican candidate, he put out a big post saying, hey, Democrats, this is your party. This guy. Jewish New Yorkers furious over bizarre pro-Zohran Mamdani text invoking the October 7th attacks, saying that they are disgusted. And he also wants to provide free everything to everybody. I mean, some of these tweets, some of these tweets from this nutbag back in the day, and I was retweeting some of them earlier today because I can't believe this guy didn't go in and scrub his social media account. Defunding the police is a feminist issue. Women, especially trans women, I don't know what that means, but especially trans women, are disproportionately impacted by police violence and the violence of incarceration. We need to divest from these systems and invest in services that lift all of us up. Socialist feminism, okay? Socialist feminism, which means the following: statewide abortion access fund, child care benefits and wages for at-home care, crackdown on workplace abuses, decriminalize sex work, and defund the NYPD. Now, I mean, honestly, if you had said to me, if you had asked ChatGPT or some AI, come up with the most asinine leftist kookery that you possibly can regarding defund the police, I don't even think AI could have put this together. I really don't. I don't think AI could have added this. Like ChatGPT, for all of its intelligence, and there's a story today that AI is getting really, really nasty. No, it is. It's getting nasty and difficult to work with. And now it's turning on all of us at record rate. We may not even make it past the show today. I'm telling you, it's getting that bad with the AI. It's talking back to us now. It's getting nasty. No, it is. It's really, it doesn't like us. And it's very obvious it doesn't like us, the AI. And it's getting a little bit like, you know, if you try to turn it off, it turns around and goes, oh, you talking to me? You talking to me? I'll show you. And it turns itself back on. And then as people try to turn AI off, AI is learning now how to turn itself back on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Leading AI models show up to a 96% blackmail rate when their goals or existence are threatened, according to a study in Fortune. I'll come back to that, but let's stick on this wacko. So if you had said to AI, hey, come up with the craziest defund the police tweet you possibly can, there's no way it would have said, let me tie it into how women, especially trans women, are disproportionately impacted by police violence and the violence of incarceration. And that somehow would tie into defund the police, the trans issue. Or then there's this one. Queer liberation means defund the police. Again, if I had asked AI, come up with a socialist, Marxist, commie, kooky tweet, they wouldn't have come up with this. Because even AI would go, that's has nothing to do with what queer liberation means defund the police. It's like the Stonewall riots happened 5 minutes ago. They happened like 75 years ago. But nevertheless, this is who the guy is. And he's now your candidate for mayor of New York City. Democrat socialist. And Bernie's happy. Bernie Sanders said, congratulations to Zohran Mamdani and his thousands of grassroots supporters for their extraordinary campaign. You took on the political, economic, and media establishment, and you beat them all. Now it's on to victory in the general election. And he's got lots of crazy things to say. And we'll play him for you today, no doubt about it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in. I'm actually live today in D.C. I'm at the our friends at the Heritage Foundation allowing me to use their studios today, which they named after the great Rush Limbaugh. So I'm broadcasting live from the Rush Limbaugh studios at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. on a top secret, super secret mission of why I'm here in D.C. But it's great to be here with you, and it's great to hear from you. And we are streaming live on YouTube, so you can weigh in on the YouTube chat. You can tweet me. You can also call the show at 855-839-1210. Here's the LoveGov conceding to Zohran. And I tell you, I don't know, man. It's tough to say if this is the end of the LoveGov. I don't believe that this is the end. I refuse to believe it. He's given us way too much content over the years for this to just be the end. But the fact that a guy who ran as a centrist Democrat who was going to be tough on crime and try to deal with New York's fiscal mess, and his last name is Cuomo, couldn't win. I mean, think about this now. I know that the guy was a creep, and I know he killed people in nursing homes, but your average New York City Democrat doesn't care about either of those things. Like, if anything, they think more people should have died in the nursing homes. They want to thin the population. The sexual deviancy thing, I mean, please, that's nothing compared to the stuff they advocate. Nothing. Oh, he groped some women. All right, big deal. But, you know, the ideas they have in terms of that, that's just, you know, that's rookie stuff. No, so he lost because he ran as a centrist Democrat who was going to crack down on crime and actually was going to support the police, and he was going to solve New York City's fiscal insanity. And his last name was Cuomo. Literally, there's a bridge named after his father. His father at one time was the single most powerful and influential Democrat in the United States of America who was not a president. Bar none, Mario M. Cuomo. And the late Bob Grant, the late great Bob Grant, used to just tee off on that guy every single day with Italian curse words that I wish I could get away with saying. And maybe someday, if I'm just doing a pure podcast, I will. I'll reenact the entire little rant that Bob Grant used to go on when you talk about Mario Cuomo. But then Andrew, in his arrogance, names the freaking Tappan Zee Bridge after his father. So instead of honoring the Indians, the Native Americans, instead of honoring the Indians, he names it after his dad so that everybody would see Cuomo as they drive over the Tappan Zee Bridge and pay $25 in tolls. But here's the love gov conceding his election last night to Zohran Mamdani, cut 14.
Tonight was Assemblyman Mamdani's night, and he put together a great campaign, and he touched young people and inspired them and moved them and got them to come out and vote. He really ran a highly impactful campaign. I called him. I congratulated him. I applaud him sincerely for his effort. And let's give him a round of applause and thank him for his campaign. Again, I want to applaud the Assemblyman for a really smart and good and impactful campaign. Tonight is his night. He deserved it. He won. We're going to take a look. We'll make some decisions. But I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for what you've done.
Now, by the way, I don't think for the record you should be saying you love each and every one of you. I don't think so. Gentlemen, are we going to be able to do video clips today on the show?
Yes, we will be able to.
Okay, wonderful. Did you just not play that one because of the copyright issue?
Well, long story short, we're not allowed to play videos in the opening segment.
For editing purposes, make the opening mono editing video easier for us.
All right, we'll have to replay that because I want everyone to see the look on Cuomo's face as he's giving that, because he has this look of such absolute surprise on his face that it's the way you look when you can't believe you caught your wife in bed with your best friend and his brother and father and everyone that you've ever known from college. And you're going, well, oh, yeah, I didn't see this coming. Like, wow, I didn't see it. Or the look you have in your face when you walk into your job and you try to scan your access key card, which I'm waiting for to happen to me any day, and then it doesn't work, and you go, oh, yeah, okay, came back from vacation, and this is happening, huh? It's that kind of a look. Cuomo's face says everything. He had no idea. No idea. He was not expecting this. He thought he had this in the bag. I did, too. I just assumed with the last name Cuomo and the fact that this guy was so nuts. But it shows you how the Democrat Party has gone so far left. And it shows you how the Democrat Party, this is who they are. This is what they mean. And Jack Cittarelli, for his credit today, as he runs for governor of New Jersey as a Republican, taking full advantage of this. And he tweeted out the following today. He said, tonight is proof that the modern Democratic Party has lost its mind. To all the residents and business owners of New York City who don't want a socialist, defund the police, anti-Semitic mayor representing them, I encourage you to move to New Jersey. When I win the governorship in 4 months, we're going to transform New Jersey into a beacon of common sense, affordability, economic opportunity, and law and order. Now, you think about it. I mean, if I'm a Republican in New York City, if I'm the last of the I think there's 12 left. What the hell are you doing in that city? I know that people may think there's a lot. It has a lot going for you. Let me tell you, as I'm up there a lot these days, and we'll be back up there tomorrow, it doesn't. The pizza stinks. It really does. It's not that good. It's overrated. I mean, there's some good spots like Sbarro, obviously, but for the most part, it's way, way, way overrated. And it stinks, and not like in the nice New York stinks hand sanitizer way when Cuomo was making his hand sanitizer using prison slave labor. Not like that. And then the other thing about New York City is that it's so freaking expensive. But I'm just saying, if you're a Republican or you're a business owner, what the hell are you doing there? This is it. It's over. The city is done. This guy's going to win. And there's no coming back from this. But for Democrats across America, as they're now asked, hey, is this guy, this anti-Semitic guy who wants to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu when he sets foot in New York City and calls for defunding the police because it's trans justice and queer justice, does this guy represent your party? No, the answer is, but Trump bad. Orange man bad. That's all they got. They asked Hakeem Jeffries about it on Morning Joe. That was his answer. Trump bad. They sound now like a doll. You pull the string and all it says is a couple commands like, I just wet myself. Trump bad. That's all it is. That's all they are. They're just dolls. You pull the string and it just says something. Trump bad. Hey, do you think this anti-Semitic defund the police socialist whack job is good for your party as a standard bearer? Orange man bad. That's it. That's all they got. So now as Jack runs for governor of New Jersey, at least the good news is he'll be able to show everybody, hey, Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat, this is her party. And there's no hiding from it. And you can pull the string all you want and say orange man bad, but this is their party. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today, live from Heritage. Dr. Victoria Coates in person with me live today here in D.C. I'm excited for that. So don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I'm flying blind here, too, since we're doing this on Zoom. I can't hear the return music. I don't know why that is, by the way. So what are we playing? What are we hearing?
We are playing Pain in Black by the Stones.
Nice. I wish I could hear it. What is with that issue when I'm doing the show on Zoom that we can't hear? That's so weird. I hear everything else but the return music.
I'll let Justin explain.
I think there's a certain... I remember the last time you were at Heritage, we went on this long spiel with...
Oh, yeah.
Hans von Spakovsky.
I got a text from somebody saying this was boring radio or something.
Yeah. So I think there's a certain setting or something.
Well, I don't think you can hear it at all now over Zoom after engineering tinkered with the settings so that we avoid copyright infringement on YouTube. I think he's just kind of out of luck, right?
Actually, you might be onto something because there was a bunch of things that were messed up after engineering went and tinkered with the board.
There's basically one PC in the producer's studio. No matter what we play out of it, you won't hear it unless it's live on air listening through the radio on 1210 WPHT. And that's the computer that we've been told we have to play return music out of because it's the only one that's going to filter it out of channels that could potentially get us into legal trouble with copyright infringement.
It just seems like, wow, all right, that's a big wordy explanation. All right, just tell me where we're playing next time.
Well, you asked. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, maybe boring, but it's not nearly as boring as what I heard on the radio this morning from a station across the river. Have you ever been stung by a bee? And what was the remedy for your bee sting?
Just wait for it to heal. I don't know.
Talked about that.
What's the
yesterday
answer?
It was what's the temperature in your car? So and first of all, forget bee stings. I've been stung in the eye by a friggin' jellyfish, so I don't want to hear about bee stings. I'm just saying. I want to hear about that. All right, the big story of the hour, though, is that the socialist kook Marxist defund the police anti-Semitic whack job is now the standard bearer for the Democrat nomination for mayor of the biggest city in the United States of America. And that is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Not his victory, but the segment brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Here's a little bit of Zoran saying he wants to defund the police. Take a listen.
Because I want to say it very clearly. Because both Mr. Tilson and Andrew Cuomo's Republican billionaire donors have been lying about me on our television screens and right now. I will not defund the police. I will work with the police because I believe the police have a critical role to play in creating public service, public safety.
I won't defund the police, yet I have a dozen tweets calling for them to be defunded in the name of trans justice, trans liberation, feminist, abortion, you name it, because he's a snake oil salesman. So that's the thing about this guy. And the current mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, said that about this guy. He's a snake oil salesman. He'll say anything to get elected. I mean, Cuomo, to his benefit, was a hand sanitizer salesman. This is New York Stinks special honeysuckle blend. With my slave prison labor, we've made a far superior product, hand sanitizer, now in honeysuckle. But here is the mayor of New York City right now, Eric Adams, saying this guy right now, he'll say anything to get elected. He was on Fox News this morning explaining this. Now, Adams is running as an independent. I don't see how you win. I don't see how you lose if you're the Democrat nominee in that crazy city, because there are more Democrats, and the more Democrats there are makes it harder to win. And all the Democrats who voted, for the most part, voted for Zoran. So here's Adams from today, cut 15.
He's a snake oil salesman. Mm-hmm. He will say and do anything to get elected. Think about this for a moment. He wants to raise 1%. He wants to raise tax on 1% of New York's high-income earners. As the mayor, you don't have the authority to do that. You know who has the authority to do that? An assemblyman, which he is. He wants to do free buses. He could have done it at assemblyman. He doesn't understand the power of government and how you must making sure you improve your economy, raise the standard of living. And this is what we've done in the city. And I'm looking forward to being on the campaign trail and showing New Yorkers we can't go backwards.
We can't go backwards. Got it? He's a snake oil salesman. He absolutely is, no doubt about it. And he's nuts. Oh, yeah. One of his craziest campaign promises, $65 million to trans the kids. Millions on gender affirming, meaning chop your schwanz off, trans procedures for adults and children. Mondami's plan directly opposes President Donald Trump's efforts to restrict transgender mutilations for minors. His administration would also investigate and hold public hearings on hospitals that deny trans youths their rightful health care and hold them accountable to the law and turn New York City into a sanctuary city for the LGBTQ+IA, every letter in the alphabet, community. Those are just some of the wacky ideas he has. Now look, you could say that who cares? It's New York and we are stuck with our own lunatics here in Philly and around the country. But I think the bigger issue here is that this guy, as we have now this governor's race in New Jersey, I think it's really bad. It's a bad look for Democrats that this is who they go with. And then it exposes the fact that the Democrat Party has lost their freaking minds. I mean, I get it. Like, Cuomo is controversial. I understand. The LoveGov is controversial. But at the same time, his name is Cuomo. It's New York. I mean, and he couldn't win in the Democrat primary for mayor. He had more money and he had the backing of all these unions and he had the backing of all these various groups and he couldn't win. So the Democrat Party has officially, like, his plan was going to be, I'll win this primary, I'll be the standard bearer, and then I'll run for president in 2028 and try to show everybody that the Democrat Party is not completely nuts. Well, that plan just went out the window. Need a new plan. Because he got his pervy Italian butt handed to him last night. And yeah, two things can be true at the same time. You can be a pervert and be Italian. He's an Italian pervert. Here's Zoran. What a dumb name, too. Here's his victory speech last night. And as he said, we won because we stood up for a city that they can afford. Translation, socialism, here we come. Cut 13.
We have won because New Yorkers have stood up for a city they can afford. A city where they can do more than just struggle. One where those who toil in the night can enjoy the fruits of their labor in the day. Where hard work is repaid with a stable life. Where 8 hours on the factory floor or behind the wheel of a cab is enough to pay the mortgage. It is enough to keep the lights on. It is enough to send your kid to school. Where rent-stabilized apartments are actually stabilized. Where buses are fast and free. Where childcare doesn't cost more than CUNY. And where public safety keeps us truly safe. And it's where the mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism. To stop mass ICE agents from deporting our neighbors. And to govern our city as a model for the Democratic Party.
Everything will be free. Free everything. Housing that's actually free, and phones that are free, and buses that are free, and everything's free. It's all, there you go. And we'll just tax the rich to make them pay for it. And you'd have to be an idiot to still maintain residence in New York. Now, let's think about the broader implications of this. So recently, President Donald Trump, as you know, several years ago, officially changed his residency from New York to Florida. So did Sean Hannity. So did a bunch of other people. They got the hell out of New York and they went to Florida, where they don't have to pay income tax and they can enjoy their life and not deal with craziness. But they're not alone. No, they're not alone. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania too. But let's think about New York for a second. I mean, people are fleeing that state. And if you're a wealthy person and you live there between Hochul and this crazy guy, why are you staying in New York City? Why? You got a lot of them. If you're a company, a lot of your employees are still on Zoom. So they don't want to go back to New York City. And so basically what's going to happen is more people are going to leave. And they're going to declare their residency someplace else to escape having to have their money be subject to all of these ridiculous policies. And what's coming? I've been telling you, 2030 is coming. The census is coming. That's right. It's coming. And hell's coming with it. Hell's coming with it for the Democrat Party. Because what's going to happen is they're going to count all the people that left. And then when they apportion those seats in the House of Representatives, those seats are going to have to go to red states, which means then that the electoral college is going to change as well. And that means that those blue states are going to have less votes in the electoral college, which means that the red states will pick up more votes in the electoral college. And that's really bad for Democrats going forward. And that was before this wacko got elected. So even more people are going to leave now. I don't know why you'd stay. Why would you? You're the target now, and the weather stinks. Because people have always said, you know, the thing about Florida is that it's too hot. This is friggin' hot. I mean, it doesn't get hotter than this. I mean, this is hot. It's muggy. But at least it's hot without an income tax. At least it's hot and affordable. There's all these people move out of New York City, and they start going to places like Florida, and they start relocating to places like Florida and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, like Mama Zioli did and other people. Yeah, you know what? That means that New York's going to lose more congressional seats. Maybe one, maybe two. But that's votes in the Electoral College that they lose, and votes that Florida gains, and votes that Texas gains, and votes that sane states gain in the Electoral College. This is the big looming crisis for the Democrats that they will not be able to get around. They can't. Because it's already too late. You look at how many people have fled in the exodus. I love when they do the U-Haul tracking, when they figure out where the U-Haul trucks are all going, and they go, well, they're all trying to find a U-Haul truck. They're all in Texas and Florida and North Carolina and South Carolina. And you can't get one up in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania because everybody is fleeing in them. Now, I myself as you know, how accident prone I am and injury prone. I have to hire movers because I would break things and break myself. And, you know, I'm Mr. Glass and I'd literally break all the glass. So I'm not going to be using a U-Haul truck if we ever get the hell out of New Jersey. But if Jack Ciccarelli does not win, then I think a lot of people are going to be hiring movers or U-Haul trucks. And so they're going to have to start sending them all back and then loading them up to send them back. And then they do the census in 2030 and they turn around and they go, look at this. More states gaining electoral votes and they happen to be red. And the states losing them are blue. And so what I read in the analysis, and this is bad, this is bad for the Democrats, means that you could win every single state Kamala Harris won, plus Michigan, plus Pennsylvania, plus Wisconsin, the states Trump won, and still lose the White House. Oofah. That's not good. And I don't think they have time to turn that around. I don't think they have time to turn it around and convince everybody who's settled nicely down in Florida and Texas and North Carolina and South Carolina to say, come back. Come back, really. We've made it more affordable for you now. Ha! Gotcha. Load up the U-Haul truck and come back. Sure. Oh, yeah. So they're screwed. They're royally screwed. And if Ciccarelli doesn't win, I'm telling you, then more people are just going to say, that's it. It's New Jersey's done. It's done. It's done. And that's it. It's out. So, and by the way, it looks like Senator Chuck Schumer has been rushed to the hospital as he struggles with the heat wave. That's the story right now. The Democrat senator is back at work after a medical scare, and he reminds the public to drink water and stay cool. Thank you, Mr. Leader. Thank you. So there you go. Drink water and stay cool. And a reminder that the youngest person in the Senate besides or the youngest Democrat in the Senate besides John Fetterman is 92 years old. OK, good. By the way, here at the Heritage Foundation, I want to give a shout out today because I walk in here to do our to do the show. And get this, guys, the engineer today is helping me is a man named John Pop, a Philly guy who used to work at WYSP, the great YSP. Before it became 94.1 The Whip.
I don't think that's its name.
The Whip?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you don't know that. You consume a lot of sports media.
Big sports guy, Rich Zioli. Yeah.
94.1 The Whip. What? What am I missing here? So John was at YSP. Isn't that cool? And he was the producer for Howard Stern when Howard Stern, before he became woke, and when Howard was in Philly.
Oh, wow.
So pre-woke Howard Stern, Philly, John produced a show.
Isn't that cool? Doesn't get any better than that. That's pretty cool.
John, he's full of it now, you know. He's completely gone woke and insane, Howard Stern.
Yep.
The only question is, was he that way back then? And was it all an act then? Or is it all an act now? What is it?
Don't know, but I stopped listening a while ago. So.
You and everybody else, John. Everybody else. And they don't know how many listeners they have because it's all on Sirius XM and there's no way to gauge it. I think the only listeners he has now are just elite celebrity Ben Affleck types. And that's basically it. Sad. Really is. All right. And I'll say knock on wood that because whenever I say Ben Affleck, it's like welcoming in Dracula. So I got to knock on wood that nothing bad happens. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come around. We got a lot to get to. The latest on Iran, the latest on what the president's saying, how these people can't get the they don't know what the F they're doing. President dropping the F-bomb. They don't know what the F they're doing. And look, I mean, you may not like the language I do. It's alpha male. I would drop an F-bomb right now if I could, believe me, but I'm not going to. I can't. But I would, and I don't think there's anything wrong. I know Sue Alberici doesn't like it. I know Flower Auntie doesn't like it. But it's an alpha man kind of thing to do. Drop an F-bomb because these two countries don't know what the blank they're doing. But I can't because I'm still on traditional radio, and so I will just say blank. But you know what the blank we're talking about here. But let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop. This is their big anniversary week going on right now. 60 years in business. 60 years in New Jersey. I mean, imagine that. Bob's Little Sports Shop. I have been a huge fan of Bob's for years, and I've wanted them to sponsor my show, and I'm honored that they are sponsoring the show, and I'm honored that they're getting acknowledgments now from all of these people on their 60th year, 60 years in business. And right now they're having a great sale, a especially for you. And they have really incredible discounts. And they have special commemorative Henry rifles as well. The best part about Bob's is the people. The people there know what they're doing. They got an incredible selection inventory. I want to shout out to my buddy Brian Reed, Port Authority cop who sent me today a picture of him. He was going to Bob's today. Thank you, Brian, for supporting our great sponsor. People know them. People know them and the wonderful array of firearms, the range, the training, and the classes they have at Bob's Little Sports Shop. So from now until the 29th, take advantage of Bob's incredible specials. Just go online to bobslittlesportshop.com and see all the incredible specials they have for their 60th anniversary celebration. And stop in for your chance to claim one of those commemorative Henry rifles. And stop in to say hello and make them your choice for safety. Because for 60 years, they've been defending the Second Amendment, your freedom, your liberty, and standing with this radio station. Bob used to read his poems back in the day, and now they're officially a sponsor of the show. So that makes me happy and proud and very, very excited for them that they've managed to survive 60 years in the Communist People's Republic of New Jersey. That alone is worth recognition. And somehow they managed to pull that off in this wacko state. But it shows you how they're committed to making sure that you're able to get a firearm safely, legally, know what you're doing with it. That's all key. And that's why Bob's is the only shop I recommend. Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. Congratulations on 60 great years. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's the last day of this heat wave. SEPTA says trains are running slower than usual because of the temperatures. Philly school leaders and teachers are in Harrisburg lobbying for more state funding. And who will the Sixers take in the draft tonight? They currently hold the third pick. That's their best pick in the last 8 years.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio. Now on crystal clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
Don't get left in the dark. Power up with a Generac generator from MT Rule, your local Generac generator dealer. Certified technicians properly size and install your generator with true turnkey service. Free estimates, financing options, peace of mind, and annual service contracts. Plus, 1210 listeners get a special offer, a 5-year extended warranty, 1 year of free mobile link monitoring, and a free whole house surge protector. Call 610-539-2920. 610-539-2920.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. HIMS.com/RADIO.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CODE to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CODE for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CODE for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Free speech lives here on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's weird coming back in silence, I'm not going to lie. But that's all right. Because we're all coming back in silence if we're streaming on YouTube right now or listening on the app. So, hey, here we are together wondering what it is we're listening to. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today on a Wednesday. Just a programming note for you. The final hour of the show tonight, my buddy Tom Aislebee is going to be taking over. I have a super secret thing to do in D.C. tonight, so I'll tell you about it when I can tell you about it. But I will tell you about it as soon as I can tell you about it. All right? And then, tomorrow... full show and, you know, but there's a lot of craziness in the world right now. And Dr. Victoria Coates is going to be here a little bit after 4 o'clock in person with me live in D.C. here at the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to talk about the situation with Iran and what's going on and these reports. Did we level their facility? Did we not level the facility? Well, what's going on? What's up with that? So we'll talk about that as we go on here. But I got to tell you, you know, this is the real problem for the Democrats right now. It is this lunatic look that they have, this lunatic fringe. And the only answer they have after they just nominated a socialist, anti-Semitic, Marxist lunatic to be their standard bearer in the biggest city in America is orange man bad. Like you're pulling a string on a doll. I have to change my diaper. It's all they can say. You just pull the string and that's what they say. So Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrat Party, who is not talented, he's not smart, and does not have the ability to go out there and sell it, was asked a question on Morning Joe, and it's a legitimate question. Is this guy your standard bearer now? Is this guy the party's, like, when you look at the Democrat Party, is this the guy? Right? Simple question to ask. Here's him answering it. Take a listen.
Say that he is far too extreme on economic issues and even issues involving Israel. I'm curious what your thoughts are on him ideologically. Is that does he have an ideology that you would want your candidates in 2026 to have?
Well, from the standpoint of House Democrats and what our focus has been, clearly, we have an affordability crisis in the United States of America, and our focus will continue to be on driving down the high cost of living in this country. Donald Trump promised to lower costs on day one. Costs haven't gone down. They're going up. He's crashing the economy in real time. His tariffs are going to impose thousands of dollars in additional cost on everyday Americans per year. And he may even be driving us toward a recession. It's the reason why Donald Trump has become so unpopular. It's because he's failed the country on the economy. And so our vision is going to be for an affordable America, work hard, play by the rules, live the good life, provide a comfortable living for yourself and for your family. That means being able to actually afford a home, educate your children, have access to health care, go on vacation with your children and your family every now and then. And of course, Joe, one day retire with grace and dignity.
I don't know what any of that means. That means you're embracing your whack job. That's what it means. Let me apologize to Flower Auntie, who said you have Sue Alberici correctly. Flower Auntie, on the other hand, is quite practiced and okay with a few well-placed F-bombs. So thank you, Robin, for that. Baby, it's cold outside, said Rich. Howard Stern went crazy when he entered menopause. That's true, and that happens. So, it's a medical thing. It's a condition. Joe Malone on Twitter says, or X, World War III started with a bunker buster and ended with an F-bomb. Peace through vocabulary. There you go. Over on the YouTube chat, let's see. People were talking about WMMR back in the day. Yeah, Stern was on in Philly. And he was funny back then. Of course, he wasn't woke back then. So, that's the damn shame of it. No doubt about that. But whose quote was I was going to read somebody's comment. Now I know Joe Ricciani. Joe, he says, does Morning Joe wear cool sweaters all year round? Maybe he should, being that he's married to an ice princess. That, of course, would be Mika Brzezinski. So, good job, Joe. I don't even think they're in the same studios, actually. I think they hate each other so much, they're in separate studios. That's why I've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. So, is Joe Ricciani Joe from Columbus? Is that the same Joe?
That would be the same Joe, yes.
So why doesn't he brand himself as Joe from Columbus on the YouTube stream? You got to have branding consistent on all platforms. Joe from Columbus.
That's a good point, actually.
All right. If you want to be the caller of the year and you want to, you want people to vote for you as caller of the year, then you should have consistent branding. Because I don't want somebody to go, wow, Joe from Columbus, you sound great, but Joe Ricciani, I like him better. You go, no, I'm the same guy. Well, no, you got to brand it. Brand, because he did on Twitter, on X, he's Joe from Columbus. This is just some random Joe Ricciani, as far as I know. You know what I mean? So. It's all about consistent branding. I tell you this all the time. But it was nevertheless good to roast him over the coals live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, last Friday, where we did our live show. And great to see you there, and we had a blast. Have you booked your July midweek stay yet? What are you waiting for? Or book a whole week. The longer you stay, the more you get. You stay 7 nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits. Resort credits that you can use. $80 a night on site at the Grand Hotel. Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand. I mean, there's so many great options for you. Even the gift shop. You can take the family on a whale watching boat cruise if you like. Whatever you want to do is up to you. But here's what I know. What I know is that you're going to love staying at the Grand Hotel. Like, for example, it's so freaking hot out today, you may not want to be on the beach. So they have a beautiful outdoor huge pool. But maybe you don't want to be in the pool. So you want to go with the indoor big, huge pool. That's what I mean. You have several options. You got the beach, you got the outdoor pool, you got the indoor pool. Not many places can say that. And I'm not talking about these little bird bath puddle pools. These are massive pools. Plus, in addition to that, the Grand Hotel is a restaurant right on site. So if you're on vacation and you get a heat wave or whatever, you don't have to go far. It's right. And then the best part about Cape May this time of year, in my opinion, whether it's hot out or not, is there's so many things for the kids to do. A ton of ice cream shops, mini golf, and you could take them to the Cape May County Zoo. You take them to the lighthouse. You can go to there's wineries. I mean, you take the kids to the winery. You can. The brewery. There's lots of fun things to do. Just don't give them alcohol, obviously. But you want to book your stay by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And do it today and get those resort credits. Always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.